To contact us here at the Super Duper Show, just type in Super Duper Show on Facebook, connect with us on our page, or drop us an email at superduper@aol.com.
Come, son of Jarrell, kneel before Zod!
Snoochie Boochies.
It's the Super Duper Show with your hosts, T.O. Allen, Darren Williams, and Raven Perez. The Super Duper Show is a keen insight of the world of comic books, graphic novels, movies, sci-fi, and the whole thing called fanboy culture.
Totally, this is left field, like, so the Thor trailer, did you guys see?
No, but I heard the complaints.
No, can I say, I went from straight hate to, like,
this is gonna be good?
95% praise. Like, it looks kind of incredible.
Now, what's this robot he's fighting?
Well, that's
the Destroyer!
It's a five-minute international trailer, and I don't think, yeah, it's internet, you're gonna find it if you look, but I'm saying that, like, it's not supposed to be readily available, right? But look for it, guys. It's the bomb. And the stills were god-awful. Literally, pun intended. Yes. You had Anthony Hopkins with this crappy gold eye patch, and you just wanted to kill yourself looking at it. I mean, some people were very happy with it, but it looked to me like, oh, God, this is Hollywood schmutz. It looked like Batman and Robin, like... It looked horrible, right?
The stills for Iron Man, I felt the same way. The first Iron Man movie? I was like, this is kind of garbage.
This trailer, like, floored me. I mean, what's up? You had a head shake. You were like, yeah.
Yeah, no. And I was on the fence when I saw the stills early on. That Odin did look, that golden eye thing. I was like, what the hell is that supposed to be?
Who's playing Loki, though? Is there a bigger name than who's playing Thor?
Tony McNoname.
Exactly.
Thank you, Dagon.
But he looks good. He looks like he'll be great because there's some stuff in the trailer with him.
And I want to tell everyone, I know for a fact there's no Green Lantern trailer out there, so don't get suckered into it. I've tried my hardest.
You watched that fake one, haven't you?
The fan one is great. The fan one is great. I love fan trailers. I love fan trailers. But and another great short movie, Mac vs. PC. Check that out. It's really hilarious. It's like Transformer nuttiness going on. But I'm dying to see what's going on. I'm tired of all this talk about Ryan Reynolds playing the role, but I want to see what's going on. I'm tired of them talking about the damn costume or where they're going with the story. I want to see the trailer. You alright, Dinner? You sprung a leak, man? I got the phones. I hear everything. But like, you got
it was Raven.
Another poor trailer. And I'm not going to see this movie. That Green Lantern, dude.
Oh, you said the one in the trailer.
I mean, the Green Hornet. Another piece of garbage. The Green Hornet, dude. I know it's hard to go by trailers. You know, Scott Pilgrim actually had a decent trailer.
Yeah.
Well, and then Darren and I were like, did they say too much in the trailer? You know, they got a
bit. Although the TV spot kind of sucks. It's like 20 seconds long, and it's not a very good TV spot.
The TV spot is good for to get that was it Nick and Nora's playlist crowd?
No, five people.
We got Michael, Sarah.
The actors love that movie.
Yeah.
Look, Michael, Sarah, and people who don't read comics. If you like him, just come. I think they aimed that on television for that, but the internet. That Scott Pilgrim trailer for people who reads by Scott Pilgrim. I think they did that.
You know what's weird?
Kick-Ass was another one they did that too.
Say that Scott Pilgrim has this bizarre, like, there's the split of the people who like all the weird shit that's in there, and then there's this, and they think that's what it's about. And for me, I want like 50 times what's in there. And then they've got, like, they're the people that they just wish that weird shit would go away, and they like the emotional, talky stuff. And so I'm just like, you know, it's just a weird divide.
See, the one thing that I do worry about with the movie is that, like, I think Hollywood may be underestimating the Michael Cera backlash. I think there's a serious Michael Cera backlash.
I think this is going to bring him up even more. Even more. He messed up. With
just because your wife does not like
him. Oh, I don't like him. I don't like him.
Because he's
funny in Arrested Development.
Well, how long ago was that?
And he was. And dude, he was a one-trick pony. And
he's exactly.
TV. He's a one-trick pony. He is a one-trick pony. Dude, when you saw Superbad, what scenes do you like? Not one, but Michael Cera. Not one.
It was the fat kid.
It was a fat. It was Jonah Hill, and freaking McLovin. That was it. That was the movie, and blah, blah, blah. That's why no one can stand Seth Rogen anymore, because he's a one-trick pony. He's
the adult version of Jonah Hill.
he's a one-trick pony, and it is not happening. And like I said, going back to the Green Hornet, I'm watching.
Trailer does look bad.
Oh, God, dude. And you know what? They should have left that Asian as an Asian chick, because that would have been more of an appeal. Because this guy, the actor they have him, just looks like a normal Asian who just can kick some ass. And you were brought the girlfriend.
Because all Asians can kick ass.
But not the women.
But if you bring this girl in with some sex appeal, it would be a little bit more attractive to see.
You just want Green Horny.
It's a TL computer.
It looks too obvious. If this was the case, they should have went like
it just keeps rolling.
With China, yeah, I know you bastards. If you go back to the other way, they should have made like the Staccato show, and got another lesser name actor to play along with Kato, because all it is going to be Seth Rogen running around going whoa oh ooh and this guy just beating crap and wacky gadgets everywhere.
I mean, but you know,
that's what I'm getting out of it.
That's kind of what they're selling too.
It's way too much money spent on that movie. That's
exactly what they're selling though. Is it's like, let's look at this dumb rich kid who suddenly decides to be responsible. P.S. His man butler's the bomb.
It's going
to
be the most boring movie you're going to see.
And that's the thing. I saw the trailer and I'm like, it looks boring.
It is the most boring thing I've ever seen.
But are you going to watch it?
I'm not going to pay money to see it. And I'll say this, I will either download or just try to catch it somewhere. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. What about music? Who are you listening to?
It's not. Let me tell you something. Just because I download doesn't mean you don't pay for it. But what I'm saying is this is the most, it's going to be the most boring thing. You know, I'm more hyped on the Smurf movie.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I'm going to change subject. I
can't even. Because, you know, your kids can't even
dignify that.
Did you see the trailer for it?
I like a remix of Wild Things.
I like Wild Things.
Yo, I love that too.
I like Wild Things as well.
Okay, that's Smurf and Gargamel.
Smurf
and Gargamel.
Dirty old man. This guy has kids, for Christ's sake.
Oh, wait. It was. Yeah, Azrael and Smurfette. Yeah. Are you? Who's gonna see Scott Pilgrim?
I'm gonna be there with bells
up. There's a couple of movies I want to get out and I see. I definitely want to see Cyrus. I want to see Get Low. A couple of indie stuff. Look at me, I'm all artsy.
What are these? Yeah, is these names?
I'm not that cool.
No. No wonder TL fits in Asheville.
Good, what's that, sir?
Mine just saw Cyrus and said it was really good.
It was a really good indie movie.
Cyrus?
The Czar's Troubadour.
Yeah. I like Jonah Hill. I'm a big Jonah Hill fan. And his stand-up is great, if you guys want to say it. But I would like to see a hero based on... Actually, I'm trying to do it. Based off of Jonah Hill's... fatness.
People ripping people off. You just giving us a nugget out.
Let me tell you something. And I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this question. I have developed a lot of characters off of people, like either whether they're friends or famous people. I had a character called Sinister Pig. Every time I talk, he plays with Mike. Because I can hear, I'm talking to him in the background. That's going to be comedy. Sinister Pig was based after Sam Kinison. Yeah, it's the whole thing. And there are other characters I've based off of people. Like, if I wanted to see, let's say hypothetically, like a Chris Tucker, I want to do a Chris Tucker be romantically involved with a, let's say, Uma Thurman. Uma Thurman type character. And they don't have to be human. But it's just those personalities and so forth. Yeah. it was like making your own fantasy like movie or blah, blah, blah. Right. And it helps me create better to write for those characters. Because I interpret, you know.
So is there a question?
Well, do you do the same thing? Or do you just like just go nuts and say, hey, this person just has a bad attitude and this person's the good one?
For the most part, I mean, nobody's really based on anyone in entertainment. I mean, all the main characters are just ripoffs of, like, me and crap I say and whatever. Mm. Any little extra peripheral characters can be whoever. You know, I mean, yeah, straight up. I'm sure I'll hit that point to where I've got this character that, you know, put me in mind of this guy or whatever, but for the most part, I mean, the people you meet, they're good for a couple of lines. You don't want to type their identity, so.
But going back to creation, Darren, being in a comic book and of a comic book store, what would be your dream comic book story? And the second question would be, how come you're not writing it?
On the spot.
Oh, what?
You better get creative.
He's been saving that up. For one, I'm not going to give my stuff out for free, yo.
Like, tell me why.
You killed your mother. Hold on. You're going to make me cry.
He's going for that Webby.
What was the question?
Because Darren, Phil, you ever talk to this man, he'll throw out an idea, and I don't think you know you do that.
Like, I must not.
Like, there'll be a crowd of people giving out their opinions on comics, and one or two will be a cartoonist in the room or a writer in the room, and Darren, out of the blue, will go, you know what would be great? And he'll be like, a tree on Mars. Like, the boom, like something wacky out of left field. And everyone goes, yeah.
Yesterday, the tree on Mars discussion.
Did you really have this discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
But is there something, I mean, you see all these comics, you have time to read them, you're engulfed in other people, the fans of these books, and what they like. What is your dream comic book? What is your dream story? You don't have to give it word for word, just an outline. Like, what gets Darren to say, this would be awesome, yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of the times, you know, what stopped me from doing something is I realized somebody else was doing it better. So I was like, I don't need to tell this revenge story because this is out here trumping the hell out of whatever I would do. So is your dream comic being made? I mean,
I don't know if it's being made. Well, everything's probably being made.
Well, yeah.
Is it being made better? Maybe, maybe not. And there's probably some stuff that, hey, would I do this? Yeah, but it is easy to find something that's probably being done better than you think you can do it. And I think every artist probably feels a little bit like that. Like, oh, he's so much better. He's so much more polished. Now, I think my dream one, and it's not even necessarily what I like to read, because I've kind of outgrown the whole personal introspective thing. Mm-hmm. The fanographics and all the kind of hipster stuff. But if I were to write a story, that's what it would be. Mm. It would be something very, very personal.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's banana sandwich. I did not know or see that coming.
It would be mostly autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this one period of my life that I don't talk about. But it would probably, if I wrote something...
You got to do it now.
It would be...
Everyone's waiting on that one now.
Tumblr blog.
Yeah. just knock that out. I would die to read anything you wrote, Drew, anything. Because you got that... You don't reveal a lot of your thoughts.
Dio had this planned.
Yes,
he's like,
right.
I started out.
I practiced in the mirror like,
well, you know, I mean, you're right, because it's like, I don't know. I totally lost where I was going.
Well, the whole time I've been wondering, man, where is Dio going with this conversation? And then all of a sudden,
the reason why is because I can come in here for 5 minutes or come here for 5 hours, and I can walk out of here by looking at covers, designs, listening to other people, and I can come out of here going, and the wheels start turning, and then I get on my couch and I go to sleep. But imagine, like, if you're working here and you're so engulfed and you're keeping on top of all these things and the whole industry, and not just talk about movie, I'm talking about you're keeping it to like what the publishers are putting out and what people are liking and all that stuff, and you are a creative person. Does that move you? Does that get you going? Because I think you're more than just a fan. And it really showed at the convention and what you were gunning for and what you want to do and so forth. And I would like to see what's in your head and you put up.
Actually, I don't know if it can motivate me just because there's so much. Mm. And if I have to keep track of it, it's overwhelming. There's so much. I mean, you have Marvel, who puts out 60 books a month, at least. Actually, is it even 60? It's probably more than
they're
that.
They're not good.
They're not good, but still. I know. You have Marvel, yeah. But, I mean, combined, there's so much that comes out every month, and I have to be on top of it.
Okay, let's do this, then. If I was the comic god, and I said you had any title in the world to revamp, rewrite, and get it going, which one would it be? Like, you could bring anything back to life. You could just change it around. Give me your version of Daredevil, or give me your version of Batman. Give me your version of anything. Even Uncle Scrooge, anything. What would it be?
All right, I'm stealing this idea, but I don't remember who it's from. Wally West Flash, married with his two kids, which he is now, but DC's all hyped on Barry Allen right now.
I like Barry Allen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, boring Allen. You just like him because you have the same last name.
No, that's not.
But no. Dick Grayson goes lives with Wally West and his wife to help train the kids, and you have kind of like a Brave and the Bold thing. Because those are my two favorite characters.
Right.
Yeah.
Really? I never knew those are your two favorite characters.
Superhero-wise, yeah. Wally West and Dick Grayson. Wally
superhero? Who are your favorite? You said super.
I know. Yeah.
Seems like you'd have a go-to.
You should. I should, shouldn't I?
Not like a buddy type.
Harvey Pinkar, group. Is that like?
Yeah, Harvey Pinkar.
Not superhero.
Yeah.
I like Harvey Pinkar.
Give me a minute. Yeah. That one strip where he made friggin' lemonade. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe I just read this stupid ass thing.
No. Harvey fell off decades ago. Like, I would say like middle of the 80s, he fell off. It was just complete garbage after that. He's not dead.
He died.
No, he died a couple weeks ago.
Dude, I'm working.
Yeah, his wife shot him.
She shot him? Yes, get out of town!
I'm lying.
I didn't know that.
What happened?
That she had his cancer came back, and he didn't want to go through it again. So yeah.
That was a mercy kill.
You lying, man. He can't get his face.
Dude. But no, he is dead.
What happened? Is cancer coming back though? Is that what it is?
I don't think they said. It was just Harvey Pinkar has died.
I gotta look that up.
Exactly.
The audience gotta look that up. Yo, email us at superduper@aol.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just type in Super Duper Show and we're right there.
And or do search for orgasm and it'll probably come up.
Or any kind of reverse.
Oh, wait, actually, hold on. Well, I have an answer to your question.
Oh, here we go.
No, who's my favorite non-superhero person? Have you read Love and Rockets?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Maggie, really? Yeah. She was the first character I ever fell in love with.
Really?
Yeah.
In Love and Rockets, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Darren. Damn! Surprise! Look at you! Damn! Really?
Yeah.
There is deep. I never fell in love with Maggie. No.
Well, as I've gotten older, it's actually I outgrew her.
I got a question for you guys. He's saying the one that fell in love with. What was the one character you guys found most annoying? Or what was the first character? What was the character in all the comics you found the most annoying? You just can't stand them. The character. And so.
I'm going to let one of you guys take this question.
Jubilee pisses me off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jubilee,
she's a doll. Leave her alone.
What?
Kitty Pryde, knockoff.
Kitty Pryde is the pain in the butt. I can't stand Kitty.
She's a ninja.
Right. A shadow cat, whatever you want to call yourself.
Look. Don't be knocking Wolverine's underage ex-girlfriends.
No.
Okay? He likes them young.
Who annoys you the most?
I wanted to smack the Walking Dead. They're going through this tragedy. The whole world ain't right. And skeezy slept with, you know, his best buddy, and just all this. She's just an annoying character. I guess, you know, hey, I'm not saying she was written poorly. I'm saying if I knew her in real life, I mean, it's how well written she was. She was supposed to be that character. So I'm saying if I knew her in real life, I would, like, smack a crap out of her.
You'd feed her to a zombie.
Yeah, I'd push her into the zombie horde. Just because I'm saying it, like, yeah, she was so aggravating. Yeah, you gotta forgive me, because I don't read a lot of mainstream stuff where I would probably hate Bucky, I'm gonna guess.
but it makes sense to me.
You got a super soldier, so he's got a boy sidekick. Was that to keep him busy?
Funny thing is, though, I think if we all knew this person, and if we knew him in real life, we'd all probably hate Peter Parker.
Oh, Parker would be annoying.
Yeah. Always whining. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, who cares? You need a mercy kill that whole thing.
I've got to make a deal with the devil to save her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Peter Parker goes to hell.
More like a teen
Marvel
type thing on TV.
Back recently, so they're slowly getting their properties back.
Dude, I've yet to see that new Punisher. Was it horrible or what?
I wasn't trying.
I feel like over top violence.
Yeah.
It was violent.
Okay. But you know what? Here's the problem is that, dude, I love violence. Nobody loves more violence more than me.
I think the Punisher is one I can't stand that character at all either.
Yeah.
I never could stand
Punisher when Garth Ennis was writing him Looney Tunes style.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning to say, when it was like, hey, I'm in the zoo. I'm going to push a gang member into a polar bear.
And then punch in.
So you're a War Chronicles type guy.
Nah, this was didn't have an arc. It was a Marvel Knights thing, and it was just comedy with violence. And he was, like, having a gunfight in a morgue, and he was like, rule number one of a gunfight in a morgue, always hide behind a fat guy. And he shoots right through a skinny guy and kills a gangster. Hilarious, right? And, I mean, to me, I'm like...
Too bad Garth had used that joke before!
Yeah. And that was the first time for me. And so I was like, that's so great.
He
started doing his more serious stuff, and so I was like, Punisher is kind of like all those. That's the reason I hate mainstream comics, is those guys are one trick ponies, and you know, I mean, the Hulk, there ain't no evolution there. Can't be.
If
you change him, he becomes un-Hulk like.
I was collecting the Hulk for a while when I think it was right before Banner. No, it was right after Banner. Lost control of the Hulk. There was a time...
he had control?
Yeah, there was a time he can just...
Peter Day was writing it.
Yeah, it was really, really, really stupid. He was trying to make amends to the world and whatever. But the... They brought back some old characters. The UFOs, especially.
Gotta love the UFOs.
I like the UFOs. The UFOs came and fought them. And it was just a lot of good stuff going on. Then I just fell off the Hulk again. I don't know why.
One trick.
You think that's what it is?
That's a problem.
Oh, he's more so than... Him and the Punisher, seriously. What can you do with characters?
Yeah, where do they go? What can ever happen? And Garth Ennis, it's funny because he wrote the end of the Punisher. Did you ever read the one about... It might have been called Punisher
the End. I think it was called Punisher the End.
Yeah, Punisher the End. And to me, it's like, okay, that makes sense. You know, if there's a scenario where Punisher makes it to the end, that's what he'd do. And so that's good, right? But in a monthly book, and that's why those characters are boring, and that's why nothing can really, you know, what's up with those characters. Because, like, if you're talking about short stories, I like the Hulk the End. That was, I thought, decent. But, like, ongoing book, you know, it's, I don't know, there's nothing to it.
What's the best comic they should just put to rest? I always wanted to do.
I think that
Howard the Duck
got 100% retired. Like, let's not bring him back. Let's just say he's gone.
When they killed him,
I think that you could write so many stories about what would happen in the absence of this guy, and his death would impact everything. I think you could change the entire face of everything and really, like, flip people out by retiring him for real.
It's like killing Elvis or Jesus, because they had that impact. Seriously, they had that impact on the culture that could be really something.
It would be a big deal. That would be, and I love Superman. I think it's the bomb, but, I mean, again, he's kind of a where-does-he-go guy.
Yeah, and I think the point could be made that, like, Grant Morrison on Batman, honestly... When it was Bruce Wayne as Batman, it was an okay book at best. And this is Grant Morrison, who I think is one of the best writers out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, and then he killed Bruce Wayne, and the book went from, this is okay, to it's my favorite book on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
It's a good book.
Yeah.
It's really good. I love to see how... You know, I'm forgetting which one of his boy wonders. Dick Grayson is filling his boots, and he's being his own Batman, and apparently it's 1960s Batman. But it's working. And it is a really good story about, and it's just kind of sad to me when I realize that, you know, I mean, at any point, hopefully, you're going to wake up and realize the honeymoon's over. Because I had a friend that he bought Wolverine comics, and he was always mad because my stack of comics on Wednesday was better than his. And he was like, I just don't know why I keep buying these. I love these characters. And I was like, dude, you're buying Wolverine a character. These stories suck.
It's all about one trick.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the problem. And it's kind of like God, I lost where I was going. But it had to do with the fact that you've got these characters. I got it back. For a while, I was impressed. DC kind of looked like, man, here's this evolution of this company. Hal Jordan died, so Kyle stepped up. You had a new young Flash because that Flash died. This was really an evolving company, and I was impressed. You know, even Green Arrow.
Green Arrow, new one. Yep.
And I was just like, my God, this company is growing, and it's impressive because the stories that can be created here. Yep. And then you had a wave of dudes that came along, and they were like, they decided that, hey, we like these guys. Hal's the best Green Lantern. Let's bring Hal back, because damn it, Hal.
That's who I read as a kid.
Yeah. And I'm sorry that is masturbatory. It does no one a favor. All it does is once Hal's back, you can tell the best Hal story there ever was, and then what? Mm-hmm. You need him to go away. And I'm saying it's like that's kind of your dead end you run with these characters. And, you know, that for me, when I saw them start to go back so hard, because they had really built Kyle up as a sweet replacement. He was an artist. Hal was Mr. Big Green Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle was this whole other thing. He had this ability to create, and he was an artist. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but they didn't treat that for him to be... He was a comic book artist, right?
Yeah.
He was
a manga nut, actually.
I was ready for some wild stuff coming out of that ring.
And they never worked.
And they didn't try. I was like, the concept got me, and I didn't see nothing happen.
And it's funny.
Nothing happen.
It's, to me, it's like these characters. I mean, when you're a reader of mainstream comics, which I don't know why you would these days, I'm not going to hate 100%. They do publish some good stuff, but I'm saying...
That Raven stuff.
This message brought to you by Comic Envy. I love this
character. I mean, you know, if you like what you like... For God's sake, it's your opinion. You can have it. That's no less valid. However, I like to buy comics that grow and change, and the characters change and evolve, and to me, that's the interest. When they stop growing and changing, what are you buying into? And that's kind of the deal. So,
I think that's why, getting back to Batman and Robin for a second, with Dick as Batman, we're getting character growth.
It's an awesome character growth.
Yeah, Bruce, what else can you do with Bruce Wayne? What else can you do? Damn,